Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
line in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to pluck it. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murder, but still rockin' on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what it's so compass.
Politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records, longer than average cats rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and France and all. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Yeah. The essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame, made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
The homie Big Meech in A-Town, he was ballin'. It's a secret society, all my niggas is real. Shout out to Kenyatta, I hope you get your appeal. And can't forget the twins, they came from the city of the wind. Sometimes you gotta lose just to win. They said low and weak, but they ain't mention we was in. Or mention Jack Bobo and the block that had the glam. Fuck my enemies, the police is tryna shoot me down. Somebody tell me the reason that all the rage took me down. And everything I say, that's my damn word. Foul game, look at the way that they did Sam Hurd. Say we living the American dream, but ain't a nigga that I know in this American street. Let's go.
Talking about now for last week, the last...
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us, I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
The law said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion will not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show him who to me. But still your faith eats and I compared to me religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparations. Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I recite. The song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fish that now and stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's a law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. To stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't gonna aim out, she ain't being perfect. All the things we have on the difference.
The world won't get no better. If we're just letting it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it.
Free them all, live and direct, Brother Tim.
What else to come, comrade? Heads up, eyes open, the fist control. Y'all know this is how we do this, y'all. Let's get locked in the load for another episode of Freedom All Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Weekly program host of convened by the Black Panther Party Club. Hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred, the Dream Robert Allen, a.k.a. Native Rage. Y'all can't pull over for a minute. Open those front doors, those back ones, let them know, you dig, in the spirit of making history, taking history, and also taping history, y'all. We are live and direct to call in numbers. This is going to be 929-477-3785. Hope y'all can hear me. I know we're going through some buffering, some other things, though. But if we come down to it, we got to use two tin cans and the string, so be it. again. Let's make history. Take history, take history. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? We are on stream, y'all. We are intellectual radio, y'all. Y'all hear the background sounds, you know what I'm saying? We are literally in the midst of it, you dig? My sister, okay, we got life going too. We got some guests in the building. We got some guests calling in. You dig? These are intense times. These are intense times. So I spoke last week about we're going to be talking about the Pretrial Fairness Act and some other things, some other legislation that's coming up that people need to talk about. You know, that's like every other thing. It impacts us. You know what I'm saying? In fact, we say everything is political. Basic dynamics of politics is food, clothing, and shelter. How you get it, if you don't get it, boil it, bake it, or fry it. Everything is political. And in many cases, it's we're told not to even engage in that discussion. Then at a certain time, we'll be reactionary or revolutionary at times. When things are bored to be more blatant and more graphic. In other words, contradictions are heightened. You know what I'm saying? And whether it be, you know, we're talking about electoral political process, what we're talking about, the lack of food, clothing, and stuff, what we're talking about, what's going on in Iran, what we're making, what's going on in Africa and abroad, what we're talking about various forms of disease, you put the ante, and not, you know, it's not suffice for some elementary assessment of just, you know, bad people and good people, or, you know, or just that simplicity of black and white. Up the ante, so can you, in regards to respect of a philosophical tool that was utilized by the Black Panther Party as well as by the Black Panther Party clubs, then of dialectical materialism. Again, dialectical materialism, you know what I'm saying, being able to be, in many cases, as we say, we want a political pivot, you know what I'm saying, because like a lot of times you go to a basketball game, they lay out, okay, this is how we can run the ball. You know what I'm saying? You pretty much clear on the rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying? The referees had to go, but you don't know the underbelly of that game. You don't know the payoffs and, you know, what, you know, different psychological profiles of Dennis Rodman or Jordan, so on and so forth. But those of us out there in the alley ball, you know, it's in the concrete, you know what I'm saying? When no referees out there, you know what I'm saying? We have to cut some braids, you know what I'm saying? The underbelly of it, and not, and we see the politics up front of it. And in many cases, it's not articulated as political. It's just when somebody tripping, they, you know what I'm saying, they hacking me, and so on and so forth. We want to attempt again to put this great political context. What terms are, you know what I'm saying, and say, how are the contradictions? To place things side by side. For example, we came to African anti-terrorism bill, the Black Panther Party Clubs. We see the time right around, you know, post September 11th. 2001, there was a phenomenal discussion about terrorism, and we recorded to the conditions that have historically been going on black people in particular, and say, okay, these same definitions, can you say, do you see a contradiction? Can you correlate that conditions in abroad? You know, saying, go back historically. Can you correlate to the conditions in the infamous Cook County Jail? We had cases of 17-year-old sisters forced to run their sanitary napkins for reuse. Can you correlate the bounty, you know, placed on the head, you know what I'm saying, of Harriet Tubman, to the present day bounty placed on forced, you know what I'm saying, Sotomayor Shakur? Can you correlate, you know what I'm saying, even the rules and regulations when it comes to, like, in the music industry? You know, when people talk about, you know, or at the athletic field, when people, you know, saying the contrast, they'll say the slave labor that goes down in, the, you know, saying the making of the gym shoes to those who wear the gym shoes on the basketball court. Who does the work? Who gets the profit? Is this a consistent contradiction in the dope game? You know what I'm saying? Who gets the corner? Who take, you know, who take penitentiary chances? Who out there, you know, hustling it? But at the end of the day, you know, how does Florida, you know, annually receive $28.2 billion of the drug trade alone? Draw the correlation, you know what I'm saying? So we, again, heighten those contradictions, y'all. We're talking about what's going on in Florida. I can't recall the brother's name, but the picture's on the flyer. The before and after. You know what I'm saying? You know, prior to being incarcerated, prior to this discussion about being rehabilitated, our brother in Alabama, forgive me for getting his name right now, you know what I'm saying? The before and present. This ain't Denny Craig commercial ain't got nothing on these contradictions. You know what I'm saying? Also, we're going to be talking about upcoming Oakland, California, October 23rd. That's this Sunday, y'all. We're talking about the convening of the Dr. Huey P. Newton Block Party, hosted by the Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation. I want to make sure y'all go to the Dr. Huey P. Newton Foundation page, tag, save it, follow it, hit it up by the President, Frederica Newton. That's going to be this Sunday. I have to be in and out. I got to show my respect, especially this time, like any other time. The legacy of Black Panther Party, but it remains under attack. People say, Chan, when do you think you just can, you know what I'm saying, man, get, man, rest? I say, man, dig, this age, man, this, I mean, this age, this age. Malcolm said, the Hot March on Watch, they can't stop it, they'll attempt to co-opt it, water it down, change it, make it something they need to be. So we got to make sure we be on, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of internationalism. So our president, I got to get back. We just an event going to be here at the Chairman Freehampton Aquatic Center. I'll be speaking at, that's at 4 o'clock p.m. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, those here, y'all come on. And I'll be there. We got some guests, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be calling in. There's been a lot of discussion, and the election time is coming up, and I'll be saying, well, man, you know, I ain't got time really into that, you know, the voting thing. And let me preface with this. It's important that we distinguish electoral politics from politics. Again, politics is everything. The food, I mean, how you deal with it, your family. I mean, the way, you know what I'm saying, the way you wear a hat, the way you, you know what I'm saying, the way you view baseball, you know what I'm saying, the terms you use, how you relate to each other, you know what I'm saying, the songs you listen to, this is political. Fashion, you know what I'm saying, it's political. You know, how we view mental illness, you know what I'm saying, how we view the race question in particular. How we view our definitions of beauty, it's political. And you may say it's a decision you made your own, however, it's political. You know, your definition of beauty may be impacted by who first fed you. I'm just talking about that is the food, the rations. I'm talking about, who poured into your mind. That, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that third grade, that white teacher, you know what I'm saying? Her voice still impacts you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that song you heard, you know, somebody using the womb, you know what I'm saying? It impacts you. Maybe that police kicking through a door before you were born. And those gunshots ranking, maybe that impacts you, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It molds you, you know what I'm saying? It sets the way that you view different dynamics. Again, everything. Reiterate that everything is political, y'all. Y'all can call in with us again. Call in number 929-477-3785. We got a sister call in and give us the details. What's happening? I want y'all to get y'all questions with it, but in particular about this, a lot of words are hitting the ground up, because a lot of times we on election time come up, the police intensify that pressure. Y'all know where it's going, especially, I mean, in the hood. People say, why police so hot? Man, you know, it's election time. That, why do you think that, that contradiction? A lot of Steve Biko said, Black people must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. The masses of people are very intelligent. We know election time comes. You know what I'm saying? Boys just start locking motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you, we have a reactionary assessment. So we want to win people to come. Bring the information. We're going to provide you with the summation. Why is this? You know what I'm saying? And after a while, you do it so often, it becomes known. It's embedded. It's indented in you. Stay in. Don't touch that. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that? Let's be honest here. If I can be frank, no, I ain't gonna be frank with you. Let me be Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. with you. Let's be upfront about this here. Black people, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm talking about black people in particular. Language is political. We know in the back of our minds. You know what I'm saying? Like people, like catch up, play dumb. Oh yes, you speaking white. We like you can't know when you use the Queen's English. You know what I'm saying? When you pull it over, when you're trying to get your bills done. You know what I'm saying? You deal with the landlord. Can't you know what words to say. Black people, what nationality not to reference. Not in something I don't speak down on. What not to say. What not to say it. This is political. This is political. We are told don't even engage in even the electoral when the people running for office when they come through the parades and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Don't ask them questions. How dare you? With the health care, it's political. Don't ask questions. That's why you have such forces as Deputy Minister of Health Ronald Doc Satchel. You know what I'm saying? Who was one of the survivors of the assassination of Deputy Chairman Frederick Lamont, who the state knew was who. He got hit the most times out of the survivors. That's why he to this day in Vietnam, they still recognize him. We're talking about a young brother with a baby face who heard Chairman Fred speak, walk up the college campus. advocate. Who was the people's advocate? The people's advocate was at the medical center. You know what I'm saying? You came and the chairman Fred said, if you're sick, don't go down to Cook County Jail. You might go in there with a common cold and you come up dead. You know what I'm saying? Just have somebody else need you need your sex organs, your brain tissue. The people's advocate was, when you go to the hospital, how they talk to you. You know what I'm saying? We have to deal with this. That's like, you know, black people don't ever go to the doctor. Shh. You better ask them why the cow, they start tripping this time to go to auction time, you know, to the slaughterhouse. It's even though they've never been there, even if they're not going to get slaughtered. It's a feeling. It's a degrading experience. You treat it like a piece of meat. But all we get is the end result where black people don't stick together. We crabs in the bucket. Never talk about the boiling water and the condition placed in the bucket. Never talk about, you know what I'm saying? So what did Black Panther Party do? You know what I'm saying? They don't have a reactionary response. A lot of people say, well, black children's grades are just not up to par with other communities. And many people suffice for that. So, okay, that's the way it must go. God made dogs to chase cats, cats chase mice, and black people, black children, just they grades are gonna be at the park. What did the Black Panther Party do? Say, whoa, wait a minute. But they studied their community. You know what I'm saying? It's anybody, any child that's going to school hungry, it's difficult for them to talk about some addiction problems or some sentences. And what do? Did they leave it at that? No, they did. Them in the first few breakfast program. They have care. Well, man, we don't go to see a doctor. What did they do? Implement it. What's disproportionately impacting our people. The first laws, what do? Study it, go to the people's homes. How do they go to them? Politicize the party, make sure, don't go with arrogance or ego. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Our people know whether it be the Census Bureau, whether it be the police, whether it be the slumlord. It's a state arrogance that's used to come to our people. So how we deal with the people? In the party, you had the visionary leadership of such forces as the Minister UEP Newton, you know what I'm saying, Chairman Fred Sawyer, who knew which forces to take when they went to go organize the Rainbow Coalition. Knew which forces to take, knew to make sure that we had dead Mr. Left Dog statue. They had the people's advocate. So you came there to go back and say, hey, how was you treated? You know what I'm saying, you probably not no slab of meat at the meat market. All this is political, y'all. All this is political. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to heighten the contradiction. We're going to talk about what's in our mind. What's passed down from generation to generation in the streets, in the music industry? What entities, what nationalities to not speak on? What people not to address? You know what, what movies, you know what I'm saying? What make, why would people say they were scared to watch Judas and the Black Messiah? Because they say they're comfortable watching BMF. Where did this come from? You know what I'm saying? Where did this come from? So let's heighten those contradictions. We're going to talk about the Pretrial Fairness Act. Why is it that we're told that, why we feel embarrassed and stupid because we don't know what the law is? You know what I'm saying? And why is it we feel, don't, you better not even ask. Why do other communities, other schools have civic classes where their children are it's second nature to go in and talk about these laws and they pack you? You know what I'm saying? Why is it that politicians feel an arrogance, a cockiness, not to address us until election time, you know what I'm saying, to throw some commercials out with some gospel music in the background or some rap music in the background? What made Hillary Clinton feel comfortable being on a breakfast club and putting a bottle of hot sauce, toss some chicken? You know what I'm saying? What made politicians feel that's how elementary we are? What make you feel comfortable with no disrespect, but what makes a climate when you can answer Cardi B? Or any other entertainer. Listen, when they asked Malcolm X, the interviewer asked Malcolm X, he said, well, Jackie Robinson disagrees with your position about violence. Did Malcolm X give a reactionary response? No. Malcolm X said, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to work this thing, you can say this up too. Thank you, my sister, for giving me this thing. You see, I don't know how to set this technology up. Hollywood again, it took me to hit. I said, I'm horrible. Again, if it was us, me, we'd be on 2 10 cans in the mic, or 2 10 cans in the stream. But what makes people this? So we want to seize the time with this reactionary climate and say, no, that's what parents tell children, you know, go upstairs, don't ask no questions. I can respect that. I can respect that. You know why I can respect that? Because you have with parents in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, it's a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with a food, clothing, and shelter. It's a reciprocal relationship. But you saying, don't act, you can't have that type of, you look back when COVID, when the coronavirus, we stay in the house. What? I mean, not even though exclamation, but you had other communities that wanted me. You had to tell us something. What is going on here? I got to go to work. I got to, you know, say my children. And that, you have to up the ante. You know what I'm saying? So that's the deal. We have to up the ante. So we, you know, so we fortunate to have just be in the office, in the community, on the ground, with the community, with the people consistently that can lay out these different dynamics. So again, so we're not calling it absolute, so it's not a blanket approach how we address the electoral process. It's not, we can't afford to, man, I don't listen, because I don't listen to rap music. Well, I don't do with the voting. You know what I'm saying? We have to be on a political pivot to assess certain dynamics. When they had the voter die campaign, you know what I'm saying? They was asking, well, what's your position about this politician? This is, now, what's their position about the African anti-terrorism bill? What's their position about reparations? What's their position about political prisoner? You know what I'm saying? And then they, we said, no, we are not with Othell. We do not support voter die. In fact, Puffy calls had a U-turn. He didn't come to Chicago. We said, no, that's like a relationship, a woman, or a woman or a man saying, I'm going out with somebody. You know, it's for show. You're like, well, that's a given. So you hear that sister say, she said, I got to go out with somebody. I ain't been out with nobody. I got to go out with somebody. It's, ain't no sense of us washing up. Ain't no sense of getting no roses and no flowers. Man, it's a foregone conclusion. These politicians feel like it's not even a position of cockiness and arrogance, not even to the point of people say, all that when people lie to me. Lying, really, I mean, they, a lot of times, they feel like they ain't got to even approach us. Yeah, get some gospel music, some rappers. This is no slight on the entertainment. But could you imagine other communities, you know what I'm saying, doing this type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Now, the Democrats can support what they're doing, but they never up here to leadership, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about, man, the process, and I know it's humbling, about, you know what I'm saying, we look back at the Black Panther Party, different, you know what I'm saying, how the visionary was able to assess the situation at certain times, pull the uniform back, implement the uniform, you know what I'm saying, the gun. You know, the gun was, you know, saying, when to utilize the gun? The dynamic of electoral politics, when to use it? You've seen the voter registration. It wasn't an absolute. So I tell people, you have to assess what you're dealing with. A lot of people think you cannot just stay stagnant, but you have to have. But a lot of people have to stay stagnant because they have no core. It's like a base of what I'm coming. This has this microphone. It moves around, but if there's a base to it, a lot of people have no base. You know what I'm saying? You can't talk about no rainbow coalition. You know what I'm saying? If you have a base. I told Kess, man, Kess getting it twisted. Chairman Fred was clear who he was. He was clear. I said, man, listen. He was clear he was black. You know what I'm saying? He was clear on that. You can't go talk about, no, you know what I'm saying, organ, man, fixing no rainbow coalition. And you got, you know what I'm saying, you ain't clear. Imagine, you got, it's like Tiger Woods trying to organize rainbow coalition. You don't know who the fuck he is. So it's premature. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is, we talk about this dynamic of electoral politics. Who are you? How do you deal with it? How do you assess it? You know what I'm saying? So make sure it's a tool. Like a plumber come in. You say, me, he going to check out the toilet. Say, man, hold on, man. I ain't know you had this much. I ain't know the basis of this bag. Well, what you going to do? I thought you always come in with your wrenches. He say, man, hold on, man. I ain't know this much shit in the toilet. Let me go get my plunge and so on and so forth. Assess the situation. That's what we going to do. We're going to assess the situation. We're going to do, I would tell the people, you know, reconnaissance. Study your community. Study what you're dealing with. Then move accordingly, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. We talking about what's going on this Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Man, for the down the visionary, you know what I'm saying? Minister Dr. UEP Newton. Even that, you know what I'm saying? That dynamic of him, you go look at this genius. Was able to take that dynamic, you know what I'm saying, of the doctorate. But not, you know what I'm saying? However, his basis was clear who he was. Man, Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party. Now we can engage discussion about Minister, Dr. UEP, and so on and so forth. Now you can put some ice in around this. We got this ain't no what you call them, cake mix boxes, Jiffy mix. This come from hey, this come from home cooking. This come from being up in that oven. This come from people running and stuffing the cake falls a few times to get that core contested condition. So I know who I am now. I can now move accordingly. I can win points of unity. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about, y'all. We can talk about, man, what's happening here? What's your ins and outs? What's your thoughts? What's your testimonies? So, man, I ain't never known. A lot of people just say, well, at a certain period of time, well, I don't know anybody who locked up. I never heard. You're a rare breed. You're a rare breed. Well, a lot of times, people don't want to talk about it. You had in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, they were saying, ask them, why you didn't tell us about this? They said, we tried to file grievances. Then some person said, man, listen, it was so embarrassing, we didn't want to talk about it. Being on oppressed is embarrassing. Quote me on that. Being oppressed is embarrassing. How do we deal with this situation? Again, we heighten the contradictions. We heighten the contradictions. We do it in the way, you know, so put in this correct political context. You know, say not dealing with dog, we're not dealing with elitism. You know, say not putting in absolute, either you're a victor or a victim, but a fighting back victim. We have to have the Black Panther Party say information is raw material for new ideas. Information is raw material for new ideas. We fortunate, y'all, again. We come from the cloth. We study, you know, in our office. Now, we just ain't engaged in a bunch of what Chairman Fred called intellectual masturbation. We know, you know what I'm saying, we've been out there, you know what I'm saying, we know about the conditions. We talked about 17-year-old sisters in that Cook County Jail who were forced to rest of their sanitary napkins for reuse. We feel, man, what's the sister named, artist Jaguar Wright? Jaguar Wright, she was talking about the music industry. Then she made mention of Clive Davis. And met that mention, everybody went and said, they said, oh, hold on, it's cool. They said, you know what you touched that. They said, one thing, Puffy now. They say, don't you, the reporter, don't you fear. They see black folks. I tell you, the tax you don't. You know, we can play dope. We know who's who around here. Jaguar Wright said when she about Clive Davis. Y'all, if you don't know your history, go hey. You told a lot of cats don't. Oh, a lot of cats. All they see is the rappers. They have no. They all they see is the Big Mac. They don't know nothing about the slaughterhouse. They don't know about the. I tell people see the link. They don't know about the sausage factory. The behind the scenes, to get the end, the music that you're talking about. When they asked her that, they said, Jaguar Wright, don't, she's from Philadelphia, mind you. Don't you feel what would have happened to you if you even mentioned Clive Davis? Her response was simply, after I've been to Cook County Jail, there's nothing you can tell me or do to me to scare me. This is out of her mouth. This is out of her mouth. This is she's not from Chicago. She said she's been locked up other places. She said, after you've been to Cook County, she's nothing you can do. She's talking about what she's seen of a sister's head, brains laying on the floor, dogs walking past. Many of us don't want to talk about the situation, the process and going through that. They done, you know what I'm saying? The doctors, they could, I don't even, excuse my English, not doctors. These motherfuckers, they having the damn niggas up your rectum, your piss hole. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about those, the rats and shit, the backbone. You know what I'm saying? And you watch cats who've been through Cook County Jail. Watch them when they drive, when they take the bus. Watch their body language when they don't go. In many cases, don't even go past 26 in California. Why they don't want to talk about this here? Why this right? This is the places on 20, not across seas. I'm not talking about Abu Ghraib, Baghdad. Why has not this been a discussion about the conditions going up inside this motherfucker? How has the situation been so intense when cats come up out of there through the black community? How they got to run up out that motherfucker because how you drop you right in this hot spot, you know what I'm saying? Knowing how the cartel will knock your ass off, you know what I'm saying? What's the rapper, got the young rapper, he ain't looking out the back door. As soon as you come, he get knocked off. So the Cook County Jail. You may say, okay, well, crime got so bad, and get this. Kill Scott Harris talked about the Cook County Jail. We talked about 3-4 decades ago. It's a consistency. Then you let's go to, well, let's play state advocate. Not that devil, let's play state advocate. Well, they shouldn't know they shouldn't have been locked up. You don't talk about the cases of people who have been held captive. You take that position, which I'm not out, for full disclosure, let me be very clear. Free them all. People say, well, Chairman, that's our position. In fact, the Marines, you better say Marines, they kill them all, let God sort them out. We say free them all, let the people sort them out. But their position is that the guilty people should, you know what I'm saying, they violated probation, maybe they should have rats, you know what I'm saying, in the bed with them, maybe they should, you know what I'm saying, have black mold, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, they should be subjected to being beat down. If that's your position, or it should be murder, or some position is fuck it. Doing it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Coronavirus there, you know what I'm saying? Particular. Maybe you may think this is some sort of way of cleansing, and a county jail, the largest county jail in the country, that this, maybe we should be denying health care. Maybe you're cool with that. Then you say, well, whatever they did, let's go. Let's go to the technical definitions of these places. This is the, you hear words, people hear words loosely, you can't distinguish them. You hear jail, prison, detainee, resident, inmate, convict, anybody that up there from the state perspective. You're going to court. You know what I'm saying? You, so and the discrepancy, you've been pulled, you're fighting a case, you're locked up, you would go to a business meeting. You say, did you meet with him? You in the hallway waiting and say, no. If y'all met, you in the hallway waiting, you're waiting. You're waiting. And you know what I'm saying? So ain't no retroactive comments, oh, I didn't know this person was innocent, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying? Man, ain't no pulling back that black mold up out the skin. Ain't no going back to this young sister's uterus and the stuff that she had to use for sanitary, and you know what I'm saying, readdressing her reproductive organs. Ain't no way of going back and helping the man who back and some person you to sit up in that motherfucker, you did the greater searches to. Ain't no retroactive shit with that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no going back in time. Ain't no, you know, placing motherfuckers back up inside these cells, you know what I'm saying, like sardines, like slaves, almost on slave ship. Ain't no motherfuckers taking motherfuckers stripping them naked and until you face the wall and motherfuckers walking past you telling you dick the balls. Some motherfuckers packing you around, you motherfuckers degrading your motherfucking ass. Ain't no retroactive, ain't no coming back dealing with that shit. So there's some different stages of gang people talking about now. So, okay, well, man, there's some questions, there's some contradictions being talked about. Like, okay, well, man, why? Oh, well, you say, damn, college jail always is packed. You know what I'm saying? You look at these schools. This is Sauble High School, built for 2,000 students, 1,200 of them in there. Phillips High School, 4,000, built for 4,000, 1,200 people up in there. If that. You say, okay, jail. Wait a minute. If it's so over, it's packed, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no study in this, no degree in this here, you know what I'm saying? Then you go back to 60 Minutes. You put up 60 Minutes a few years ago. The sheriff himself, who been a sheriff, probably since Gil Scott Harris made the point. Sheriff Tom Darden himself out his own mouth, say Cook County Jail is the largest mental health facility in the country. I tell you, white folks gonna say, "Look, motherfucker, don't believe it." Some white folks said it. This out of his mouth. Now, so logically, a person with a seventh grade education, I tell you, I have no mental health degree. Then they mad, so maybe I'm fucked up. I thought this was a place for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Fighting cases. You telling me that the resources you just shut down the mental health facilities in our communities? You actually saying this is a mental health facility? But while you seeing handcuffs, you seeing the politics, you seeing over there going with visits. You say, okay, why no contact visits? Why no visits? Then we all talk about what's going on up in there. I'm doing something here. We rehabilitating people. Come and see our program, so on and so forth. We tell people all the time, if you do, man, welcome. This doc, the United Nations had an arbitrator. That's like a middleman or middlewoman. They said, we want to go around and check out inspect these jails. This was not Saddam Hussein, the great dictator, all that. He was in play. They said, come on with it. They said, you had a country all the world to come after this, over the city, man, what's your schedule look like? The United States say, no go. Cook County Jail in particular say, no go, you can't come up in here. So you know what I'm saying? Then we fast forward. Anniversary of the infamous Attica uprising. Attica. Y'all heard about Attica? I'm talking about Attica. You know what I'm saying? Up to 1971. When the conditions were uprising, mother was climbing, muffles was clear. When them in San Quentin, Attica, Folsom, muffles was clear. There was a climbing when you had 17-year-old Jonathan Jackson. Go up into the courtroom. It's falling back, not down me, man. Shit, this motherfucker. Be on 10 around this motherfucker. When y'all bear with me, I'm get this long ass cord plugged in, motherfucker. I got tighten up on this. You know what? Make this cord reach over here. Bring my guests in. Got some more guests calling in. Make this reach. Attica prison. Attica. The uprising in Attica, you dig? September 13th, 1971. It's shortly after Field Marshal George Jackson was assassinated. This one's in the whole connect. And you got to grab a... Listen up, dog. Listen up. There are certain times you grab an individual. Like Ronald Reagan was a symbolism for U.S. capitalism. You know what I'm saying? You know, there are certain symbols. You had Attica Postal. Field Marshal George Jackson was that spark. You know what I'm saying? That was that representative. And when Field Marshal George... Resistance was happening all over. But that was... You had to grab that template, that prototype. The inspired motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? See, that other group with the Panther Party was still... It inspired motherfuckers. Man, you've seen uprisings, questions being called all over the world. You've seen the Pontiac 17 laid on 1977. You think they tripped on Mr. Larry Hoover? You know what I'm saying? The Pontiac 17, he was one of the defendants on that case. Go check the history on Pontiac 17. Doing a critical analysis on it. This is the Pontiac was inside the community. You know what I'm saying? Man, it was connected. Bam, bam, bam. You had Folsom, Attica. You know what I'm saying? The uprising, you had movies being made, which Al Pacino did in the face of Attica. You know what I'm saying? With prisoners that stood and said, man, we're standing up, man. And the governor, Nelson Rockefeller, they had sent them troops up, the National Guard up in there. They gunned down, I think, 30-something prisoners, man. Excuse me. It should be noted. 20-something prisoners, and the rest of them was guards. See, and with young man Charles Jonathan Jackson, when he walked up in the Marion County courtroom, and he took George Heaney, and you know what I'm saying, the prisoner, William Crystal, John Clichette, you know what I'm saying, decided that he took them, he told them, gentlemen, I'll be taking over. He wasn't locked up himself. He was 17 years old. And he wasn't going to say, man, I'm going to take y'all, make me a rap record. He wasn't going to the radio station to listen to music. He said, we going to the radio station to broadcast to the world. Hold on. Now, we in a situation now, we got the ears, we can talk to the world, people ask to listen to us here. Jonathan Jackson had to fight to be able to get access to that. We want to worry about what's going on. And we have a microcosm. They talk about some revolutionary leaps and bounds, some laws that are going to be implemented in the state of Illinois, Cook County, you know what I'm saying? There can be templates to cause a discussion. It ain't a relationship, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody comes and say, so say, well, my guy do blah, blah. The other guy be like, well, we crack on this one brother. We go to his house. He got all this stuff set up for his lady. We like, man, you making it bad for everybody else, man. Other guys, man. But it ups the ante. We had to up the certain time, we up the ante. What's going on? The conversation, at least. Ain't no more of this go to bed. Don't ask me. What do you do? Like, don't ask that. We'll say it was the climate in the 70s. It's William Thoreau. William Thoreau was civil disobedience. He said, when people was clear, in an unjust society, that's what we in. The only place for a just man, I'm going to paraphrase it, a just woman, is prison. And children were proud, man, when your daddy locked up, motherfucker. When your mom had children run. It was a climate, not when they had done so much propaganda bombs on us, when your daddy ain't got no daddy. We just came out of some fucking immaculate conception. You know what I'm saying? They didn't talk about that. We're going to talk about this shit. We can not only talk about this shit, we're going to talk about it in a tangible way to address this shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't we no motherfucking victim. You know what I'm saying? Oh, who is that? You know, the white man, we ain't even motherfucking names. You know, on the street. You say, no, man, we man, dude in the red and blue, dude in the red. No. Who, man, Big Joe? Who, Little Charlie? No, what's up? What on 47? Point blank, what the motherfucker? Man, we finna call some motherfucking name. We gonna be scientific with this shit. We gonna check our emotions check us. We gonna be able to deal with shit. Not in absolutes. Motherfucker said, you vote for this, maybe today. Next year, I thought you, it's a different tool. That's not to that plumber. You come back and say, man, I thought you needed I did my plunger last time. I did that shit at the toilet. So you have to, it's certain tactics, and certain days you say, man, okay, you gotta use that. You know what I'm saying? Minister UEP doing, you okay, then pull the uniforms back. Pull the girl back. When do you use profanity? You got to be on a pivot. You can't get lazy in this struggle. You can't get in this motherfucker and just say, oh, I'm laid back. How are we going to roll this way? This system, they use different tactics. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, assassinate that motherfucker with propaganda. Shit, sugar-coated bullets. No, change it. Sugar-coated bullets. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on a pivot. Assess the situation with the best move. Like a massage, you know, a boxer. I leave one motherfucker, you say, okay, George Foreman, okay, I'm working with. Study this motherfucker. Take a couple of hits. Study, looking for the long range. We playing for the long range, y'all. We going to have the contradiction, man. It's going to up there. Ain't no politicians coming there. Man, just pop some motherfucking rap music and some motherfucking chicken and us get them and say, okay, that's good. No, hold on, motherfucker. We need to know, what's your thoughts on this position? What's your position on not for your thoughts. I need some tangible, for, you know what I'm saying, on this. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go live. We're going to put the whole process about the country going to the vote process. Let's talk about it. Ain't no just with more police around election time just because we Capricorns decided to tear. Man, miss us with that shit. Ain't no cause you saturating that motherfucker at that particular time. Look at this like war. So we're going to start going to the voting poll. Get a motherfucker with you. You know what I'm saying? In prison, when you go file a grievance on the guards, They go to all the people in the guard. They have you. They have us sitting for hours in Clarence Player up under the heater. What the fuck is this down here? 99 degrees in Clarence. Why is you got the heat on direct? Then you go up in the council office. The heat not on her office, but the heat is this to deter us from this shit. So, because the man, fucker, I said, man, shit, it got to be something. I say, I'm clear on this grievance. I'm just documenting this shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It's just a matter of I know that counselor is married to the lieutenant. I told her, what the fuck, excuse me, miss. She's like, do you think it's a conflict of interest? What do you mean, Mr. Afton? This is a curiosity, but by your last name being Dillon, his last name being Dillon. Oh, no. I just thought about y'all. But I want to put that on my record that I said it. It's a, you know what I'm saying? Through the process. It's nothing else for your sanity. To be clear on this, because see, we're going on with this shit so long, you start believing Cook County Jail is built on, you know what I'm saying, rehabilitating us. That said, you just stake on so motherfucking much, you will start believing these motherfucking politicians who give a fuck about you, you know what I'm saying, is working on interests. You will start believing that you're not even worthy of a motherfucker telling you point blank, this is the biggest mental health facility in the motherfucking country. But you got handcuffs and shit. Motherfucker, it's like you go to motherfucking, to a football game, and they telling you it's a motherfucking restaurant. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, man, this like them spikes and cleats. What the fuck is he talking about? You know what I'm saying? If you go along with it, look, come on, man. But, you know, you got the hot dog stand. You talking about, I want you to outside dining at Chef Luciano's. You know what I'm saying? Man, we finna hide the contradictions. What the fuck is this place in 26 in California? I went back and did some history. What the fuck going on in Alabama? I seen some pictures. I Googled prisoner emaciated, starving prisoner. And the first picture came up was Nazi Germany. Yeah, it's famous. I said, damn, Ben is my man in Alabama. That like my man in Florida. What is terrorism? On the tax, I just felt terrorism. I said, well, that sounds like some shit. My man, goddammit, man, how the fuck we be going through? Let the motherfucker police kick up through our door. That's how I switch it. Kicking through your motherfucking door, putting a gun to a 19-year-old pregnant lady. That sound like some shit. I don't know, on West Side Chicago. Man, take court. We're going to heighten the contradictions, y'all. We're using some brutal terms for some brutal realities. We're going to answer, going to say point blank, and you're going to say the type of, going to be upfront about this shit. So, it's kind of ready, callers in queue.
Prim all, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Prim all.
929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Let me get my brother. I got a call of the day. This is Cassandra Grimm. We out there in that county jail. Nonstop. Dr. LaShawn and so many others, you know what I'm saying? And, got some basic background on you. It doesn't know who you are, what's going on, what the situation is, brother. And welcome to Fremont Radio.
Thank you, Chairman Fred. My name's Damon Collins. Regular guy. Regular dude. I don't do nothing but go to work and go home, chill. Have my days in the street. You know, we was young. We all did silly things. Did crazy things when I was young. You know, I had my little situation. I had a situation years ago where I did, you know, sit down for a few days in jail, but it was out of state.
Okay.
It was some stuff that happened out of state, and it was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and to be honest with you, what happened recently, and just like you were saying, the way the county jail is,
yeah.
When when I got locked up somewhere, man, jail is not for nobody. I don't wish that on nobody.
Man, I'm with you on that.
It's like going in the county is like the worst place you can be.
Yeah.
It's like the worst place you can be in your life. Like I'm
feeling your pain.
It's like, I swear, man, it's like it's no joke. Like, I don't wish that upon nobody. And they say everybody in that, to them, once you walk through the doors, you're guilty. They don't care. They're not trying to hear what you got to say, whether you did it or not. You hear you did it. We don't care. Don't say nothing to me. Get on the wall. Shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Do what I tell you to do. Eat this bologna sandwich twice a day. This peanut butter sandwich in the morning. No hot food. No water. Pour your drink in a Frito bag and add water to it, and that's how you make your Kool-Aid. Come on, man. Then you got people coming in there that's sick, diabetics. Like me, I'm a diabetic. You didn't check my sugar. You didn't offer me a proper diet. You didn't offer me no water. And you give me a bologna and I'm going to say, eat this, put a little mustard on it. You want to take a shower, guess what? Go get a serving tray, stand on the serving tray and take a shower. We don't got stuff out. The floor in that is full of mold.
Serving tray for those who don't miss.
Yeah.
Serving tray.
Come on. You got to get the food tray
and you're going to stand on it.
And you got to stand on it to take a shower.
Really?
So with my situation, it's after doing 8-hour, 9-hour day at work, go home, get food, finna go in and relax, get pulled over a block away from your house. Police look at me and tell me, oh, you made a traffic violation. I said, oh, really, because I had all my turn signals on. As soon as I pull out the gas station, he made a U-turn and get right behind me.
Yeah.
So I got a nice car. Oh, he looked at was the car. Oh, okay.
Crime number two. Crown number one, you black. Crown number two, you got a nice car.
You got a lot of gifts, right? You suspect. Come on. He said, you know, insurance and license, I give him that thing. He look at them, he looked at insurance, he looked at it, throw it back in the car for him. He come back and said, I'll step out the car and say, what's the problem? You got a warrant for your arrest. I said, that's impossible, sir. You got a warrant out in Waukegan, Illinois for shoplifting. I said, first of all, do I look like I shoplift, man? I got my work badge on and shit, supervisor, everything.
All
that. I said, where is this, Lake County, Waukegan? I said, I ain't even up and out there. I don't worry, so we'll take it to the station. As soon as we run your prints, we're going to clear it up. I say, you know what? It's fine. That's cool. You know, I ain't giving them no problem because I know I ain't did nothing.
In my mind, I'm like, okay. Don't worry about it. Come on.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to the station for a few minutes. Yeah. That's it. Just a few minutes. Nothing more, just a few minutes. Yeah, get to the station. Say, I'm going to run your prints, and it's to clear everything up. I say, cool, run the prints. But he asked if all my property. They take your shoestrings out. Ain't you running my prints so we can clear this up? I'm ready to go home.
Yeah.
Come back. I'm going to go through with the warrant. That's impossible. You telling me my prints are on? But the man that fingerprinted me in the back, he said, well, I looked at your name again. They say you ain't been in trouble since 2006. But I got a warrant for my arrest. That means whoever you locked up and you got a warrant for, you should have a mugshot, right?
Yeah.
You should have had a picture. You should have had a fingerprint.
Yeah.
It should have been cleared up. Now, he said, well, go sit in the cell. We'll figure it out. But at 5:30 in the morning, he said, the county boss said, get up. Why am I going to the county and I haven't done anything? Why is my fingerprint not clear?
Yeah.
What is y'all doing?
Yeah.
Go to the county, like you said, processing it. Hell. If I didn't get there, they got up there at 7 in the morning. They didn't get my first phone call until 7 at night. And even when they put me on a division, on the deck and all that stuff, my people are saying that it's saying in the system, I'm still processing. How? They got me dressed in, I'm sleeping in the bed, got a blanket at, how am I still processing? I didn't see the judge already. The judge told me, well, if you pay $375, we'll let you walk. And you go to Lake County and clear it up. The county is somewhere you don't want to be. My family instantly come with the money. They don't want to sit. Don't nobody want to sit in the county. I just have $300 because we're going to get it back, $75 processing fee, $375. We're going to get it back. Now, it was one lieutenant that looked at it. She said, something ain't right with your paperwork. Because on the paperwork, it said $35,000 bond. You know, I need 10% of that. She said, no, one of our people wrote it on here wrong. She said it out of her mouth, but she got off work at 2 o'clock, so once she was gone, that was it.
Yeah.
When nobody else was trying to hear nothing else.
Yeah.
Then my people come with the money, give me out. They say, oh, the bond is $4,000. For what? Again, I'm sitting here for something I didn't do. Y'all done fingerprinted me all this. Y'all got me sitting in the county. Now my bond went from $300 to $4,000 for what? So now my people come up with the $4,000 overnight.
Man, y'all stick with us, man.
That's how bad they want. That's how bad you
know
what
I'm
saying? They don't want nobody to sit up in there.
Why would a person, if you ain't do nothing, why would you pay the bonds? So I just watched those one day when Tupac said one of them, cats, even the cop in the pleas. Pac say cats copping pleas because of stress. And it's cats who going to the penitentiary copping for years just to get about this motherfucker took
out
of jail. And you looking back and say, well, if you didn't do, man, hey, man, that shit's so much. I'm with you, brother.
One thing was, go ahead and pay the money because I know I didn't do it, so they got to get the money back. We're going to get it right back. As soon as it's cleared up, it's going to come right back.
Mm-hmm.
Come with the $4,000. Now, Mr. Collins, he don't have no bond. We're going to hold him. Lake County's going to come get him. It could take 30 Empire. So at that point, I'm like, okay, we need to get a lawyer involved. We need to get something else.
Man, go borrow some more money. Go call, Bob, you get the money from auntie and cousin. Now, go call the grandmama, your in-laws. Now you got to borrow some more money.
You got to borrow some money because you got to get a lawyer involved. So now you need more money. For something that you didn't do from day one, you already know. You telling these people, ain't no way y'all got me in hand. Y'all looking at fingerprints. Y'all looking at mother. How is this possible?
Sell the wheels. Dude, get me up out this motherfucker. The process of that, this shit, the damage.
How is
having
this possible?
Whole
and
life.
You know what? From sitting up in there, to be honest with you, a lot of them guys, you know, they might be a little unstable. You know, some of them might be a little wild. Yes, they are. But at the same time, they
if they weren't stable before they came up, them motherfuckers.
Come on, you're gonna be when you leave. I swear to God, you're gonna be when you leave.
Hey,
because when
man,
he got to the service,
man,
my people was like,
man,
we gotta get him out of that. We know where he went to jail,
man,
but he's gonna be in jail,
man,
for being in jail.
Real talk.
Because now I'm getting irritated.
Man.
Now, you know, every guard I ask to help, you know, it's a problem. Shut up. No, I can't. You ain't here. Now I'm getting irritated.
Man.
Now I'm getting bothered. Now we finna have words, and I'm not trying to go because I just want to get up out of here.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody trying to hear me.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's the nastiest place you could be. And then you put me in a cell at 9 o'clock at night and say, we ain't got no blankets yet. We'll be back. It's cold as shit in here. No blankets. I've been eating bologna. You ain't even asked to check my sugar, and I'm a diabetic. When you going to check my sugar? What kind of medicine you on? I'm on a pill, and I'm on insulin. Not one time did you offer neither one of those. Not one time. I'm like, man, I say, God, I need water. I need some fresh water. Can I get a bottle of water? We ain't got no water. Go drink it out the faucet right there on your toilet. They got all the mold around there. Push that with the green stuff right there so it can come out and you get some type of infection. Yeah, go drink that. That's how they got.
This is not a cross season. You're talking about 2600 South California.
This is on 26 in California.
California.
This is in the neighborhood where we ride by every day.
I'm trying to block it out. 2600 California, y'all. Real talk.
This is where we ride by every day. And like I say, them little guys in there, they not animals. I'm going to be honest with you. They not animals. They might be a little wild, a little loud, a little whatever. But they been turned into animals the way they
been
treated.
No doubt. No doubt.
You can sit up there and say, yes, it is jail. Yes, everybody ain't innocent, though, whatever it is. Like free everybody, whatever. But you turn them into some animals the way you treat them. Like, they asking little simple questions. These little guys asking little simple questions. Excuse me, God, can you check and see how much my book, or can you see when my court dated? And you tell them, shut up, go sit down. They trying to get in contact with their family to talk to them, let them know what's going on. Come on, man, nobody telling nobody now. You treat them like an animal. So they turn to an animal. I seen a situation with mental illness. It's real. But you don't got nobody in there that know how to deal with it. I'm sitting, first of all, you take us to 10 different bullpens before we get it anywhere. Bullpen, a bullpen, a bullpen, a bullpen.
Bullpen, you packed up in this cage, these different cage boxes.
You packed in a cage with different guys, like everywhere. You don't know who's who, where they from. They looking at you. They wonder. I seen different people, man, where you from, what you is. Bullpen, a bullpen, a bullpen. And one dude standing up in the middle of the bullpen, you could tell something just ain't right with this guy.
Yeah.
He needs some different help.
Yeah.
He's standing up and he's looking at
at the lady that's way the guard way down there. And all he said, shut up, Tony. Why you laughing at me? Bitch, don't know me. Instead of him saying something different about him or something wrong, let's give him the proper help. The guard come grab him, and throwing him on the wall. Shut up. Don't say nothing. Shut up. Walk. I got somewhere to put you. I know where to put you. Are you taking him to get help? Or you lock him away to make him a little more crazier? You put him in a room by itself, turn the lights off, make him a little more nuts. When you clearly see this man need help. He calling out somebody that ain't even looking at him, talking about, stop laughing at me, stop. Bitch, I can't. Right there, you should have said something ain't right. Let's get somebody that can deal with mental illness. Yeah. He's not right. I'm sitting here watching this with all my eyes. I say, man, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. It was only a few days. Yes, it was. But that was a few days of hell.
Real talk. Real talk. I'm mad.
A few days of hell. And if it takes, listen, I speak up for the little guys and that. Y'all ain't bogus. Y'all ain't bad, man. They treating y'all like y'all some dogs, bro. They treating y'all like animals. They cage. They give you a bologna sandwich twice a day. How you eating that every day, all day? To be honest with you, I was sitting in the bullpen, and it messed me up because in my head, I'm like, it was a little funny, but it wasn't funny. Because I'm talking to a Muslim next to me. He talking to me. He on his Muslim. He tripping about his Quran.
Yeah.
You know, they serious about that stuff.
Yeah.
He's sitting there banging the bologna sandwich, asking everybody else, do they want their bologna? And I'm like, excuse me, brother. I'm pretty sure this is not all beef.
Yeah. I'm here. Yep.
You feel what I'm going with?
Not about it. Yes. Yes.
But he asked everybody, but he, you know, real with what they did.
Those contested conditions, man, the detergent. Man, I'm hearing you, brother.
But he banging his bologna sounds man, like it's straight beef. I'm like, bro, that's not.
You don't even know what's in it, bro.
It might not be pork. It's everything put together, mystery meat, pork, beef, lamb, chicken, whatever. It's all in one. And he's banging
that motherfucker. Yeah, man.
He was asking everybody, "You want some salad?" You want
man, real talk, man.
I'm like, this got to be against your religion,
man.
But I'm sure they not hearing that,
man. No, you know
they don't hear nothing. You got one. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Ain't nothing coming out of your mouth meaning nothing to us. You're guilty. You're guilty. Get in that cell. We don't care. I mean, I'm in there dressed up, dress shoes, everything. Even the little guys in there, they say, bro, you different. Something different about you. I see the shoes you got on. I see you ain't. Like, what you do? I said, nothing, brother. I ain't do nothing but drive home after work and got pulled over by the police. I was black in a nice car. That was it. That was it.
Man. And after you mentioned the impact of the job, all that shit, man.
Man, I was a no-call, no-show from work for a few days. And I don't have one job. I got two, three jobs. I leave one, go to another. I do security at night. I do security at nightclubs. I do security at concerts. I'm all over the place, man.
Yeah.
Because I got goals I want to reach. You know, I got four kids. I got four boys. Yeah. And it's crazy because I teach my boys to respect the police.
Yeah. I mean,
They see me, to be honest with you, my boys are 7 to 12 years old.
Yeah.
They see daddy with security on. My youngest son, daddy, you're going to do police tonight? You're going to be police? I say, yes, son, I'm going to protect people. I'm going to help them. I teach them that, you know.
Man.
Don't be, because at a certain age, they're going to be driving. They're going to be out here in the streets. They're going to be walking around.
Yeah.
So when the police pull you over, you got to know how to react. You got to know how to talk to them. You got to know how to move your body. You got to know. On my car, I got tinted windows all around.
Yeah.
I understand that, you know, they trip about tinted windows all around.
Tinted windows, tinted niggas, all that.
But in Chicago, you got to ride like this sometimes, bro.
Yeah.
You don't want nobody to see you like that, man.
Yeah.
The way people is out here,
yeah.
You got to ride like that. So, but the respect I always get the police, all my cars always had tinted windows. If I ever got pulled over, before they got to my car, every window was let down.
Yeah.
I ain't stupid.
Yeah.
You see to the windows, you're going to get out with the gun till you see the windows come down.
Yeah.
I didn't have police pull me over. They walk up, thank you. That was the first thing they said was thank you.
But done all that, and still you get out on you.
They still going to get out on you.
Yeah.
They still, ain't no pass. Ain't no free pass. Man, ain't no free pass out here, man.
Really
ain't no free pass out here, no matter what. No, in the hood.
Really
they don't care what you look like. Man, you a black man in the hood. We got you. We need to find something to owe you.
Yeah.
That was the way. And these two officers that tell me, we're not even from this neighborhood. We from a little office. So then you take me to one station where they deny you there, and then you take me over to another station. And they tell my people in there, we don't even know these officers that brought him in.
Modern-day slave catching. Two motherfuckers ran through the plantation and picked, man, we your pass at, you know what I'm saying? Still taking motherfuckers in, man. We live and direct on Free Mall Radio. Yo, we're talking to the infamous Cook County Jail. Well, last September, the catching Cook County just said, man, dig, man, they said, man, we going to chairman Free Mall Radio and come up and see what's going on. This gang chief, Sheriff Tom Dot, this motherfucker, he said, I'm trying to as a gang chief. I said, ain't this something? And the guy said, wait a minute, this motherfucker ain't plugged. We ain't do different ones. We want to see the condition. They tried to say, well, let him look into a Zoom. But no, what type of smells in that room that you want to throw and see what's going on? This is on 26th in California, you know? I'm not talking about the joints down the circle, the racist crackers down. I'm talking about 26th in California. The shit that's going on, man, motherfuckers walking right past a motherfucking slaughterhouse. I'm talking about, man, motherfuckers talking about, to this day, Chicago was known for the slaughterhouse. They said the wind blow, you can still hear the wind, you can still smell the stench from the pigs. So, man, for years to come, you gonna still hear them scream. Man, we was from that county jail one time, protesting. You seen them motherfuckers catching the windows and stuff, man, to a toothpaste frame. You feel the pain through the motherfuckers. We gonna pay the hey, there's countless of motherfuckers up in this place, man. I'm talking about right there, and it's right in our face, y'all.
I know. I'm like, if I had to deal with this for a few days and they got it right, think about the people that's in there. And they don't have nobody to help them.
Man.
They don't got nobody to do what they don't got people on the outside to clear it up. My people jump on the phone and call Lake County, talk to the people in Lake County, and the people in Lake County tell them, that man ain't never been in jail here. He shouldn't even be in Cook County. The lady at Lake County jumped on the phone herself and called Cook County Jail and said, release that man now.
Lake County, Cook County, y'all, got this Cook County Jail. Another Lake County, Cook County was saying that you had a warrant from Lake County in this.
Yeah, they said I had a warrant from Lake County.
Lake County called, y'all in the error. This, y'all see,
and walking in Illinois. Somewhere I ain't been. I said, where is that close to? They said, Gurney. I said, man, I ain't been to Six Flags for years. Because that's the only reason I be in Gurney, for Six Flags. I ain't stopped nowhere. I ain't been shoplifting. Are you serious? It just blow me. You couldn't take the time to pull up a mug shot. When we ride in the car, they looking at my ID, they saying, well, the weight on the ID is pretty close to the description that we got in the computer. I said, the weight on the ID?
Make it fit.
On the ID?
Wow. Yeah.
And y'all said it's... Do you know DeMarcus? Have you ever been by the name DeMarcus? My name is not DeMarcus. Have you ever lived on Michigan for the fifth time? I never lived on Michigan. I'm telling you all this, but it's still, you're going to the county, buddy. But then I looked at the time, too. I'm like, it's late. If they take me in, these two white cars, they get a little overtime.
Yeah.
Because it was almost shift.
Yeah.
It was almost shift overtime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they take you in, you know, you got some officers, they ready to go home.
Yeah.
Ain't no extra paperwork. I'm ready to get up out of here.
Right.
But them was two white guys. You know, it is what it is. And to be honest, I want to look into their background and see what type of complaints they got against them.
These motherfuckers, we got something. This is scientific. This came with this blanket thing that all they back. I mean, this is going to be common discussion. I told them for these rappers, stop putting this shit. All this shit about Chicago happening, man, Chirac, all the kids. Start telling me, balance this shit out. About, yeah, man, county jail, they do this. Put this shit in the rap. We said, man, getting them. So this is for history's sake. Motherfuckers know what the fuck going on. Put this shit in your rap lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to the rap.
You know what I'm saying? Ease that shit down. Motherfucker also know. I know a lot of people waiting on me good day. I know a lot of people want to discuss this Kanye situation. But I don't think there's a lot of people politically mature enough to even have an objective discussion. I want to say before that, let me know, get the call in, because we're going to talk about this legislation that's coming up. We'll talk about, you know, in the process, or, you know, how people can, you know, say, help bring, we will hit every arena, the entertainment. Well, you know what I'm saying? In the barbershops, you know what I'm saying? People say, well, you know, lame returns, how do you have your register vote? How you do this, so on and so forth, where are people at? So, you know what I'm saying? And then, let's be upfront with ourselves, man. Again, it's embarrassing. It hurts, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my brother said, his children say, you go and do some police work, then you come, you been gone for 5 days. Look, man.
My daddy been. Daddy been in jail for something he didn't do. Daddy, I thought the police was cool. Daddy, I thought, son, I teach them, listen, every police ain't, you know, ain't where you think they is. Every police ain't good. But you got some, I got some of my closest homeboys are police. Some of my, but we still kick it. Like, man, I ain't no tomorrow. And they used to work for me doing security.
Yeah.
It's because of me they got the job they got now.
Well, somebody had a, but the thing to have, like that prosecutor, the district attorney said in Louisiana, probably, when the six students had that case, Lynch, case they had, the district attorney told him, he said, I can change your whole life on the swipe of my pen.
Wow.
That's a hell of a shit.
Wow.
See, the question of power, they impacting you being with your children, and a system of impact. I mean, you got people in the county jail where even whether they don't mean no harm, whatever, the trickle-down impact, relationships that have been, broken, that have been destroyed for the family. I'm talking about, man, the impact of no visitation, the impact of the greatest strip searches. I mean, you can't count, the company,
I'm not into men. That's not my thing. I mean, whatever people like, that's their business.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I like women, but I don't want to be taking showers in front of men. I'm sorry. I ain't the type to get up and pull my thing and piss in front of a man. I got to sit there talking to this man while I'm pissing, while he's pissing. I got to sit there and take a shit while this man's sitting there on the bunk talking to me.
They can design in a way where that don't happen.
You can design it.
They can design a way where
that
don't happen.
But you're not.
They're not.
You make it to be open for y'all to be. That's, come on, man. Who wants that stuff?
It produces a psychic, man. You know what I'm saying? You go to in the zoo, they think can't tell you the impact, like you said, and before you know it, you become.
What do it take to put a little wall up right here?
Yeah.
To build a little wall
so
this man can't see my pride.
Yeah.
So I don't have to sit here face to face with him,
like
wiping my ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. That's crazy, man. Come on, that's crazy.
This stuff that's going on, y'all. A lot of us don't want to talk about it. Goes on behind these walls, man. It's real, man.
All that Tom Darts out. Shot, man. So I was just in there. I'm a regular dude. Come on, bro.
Man,
I ain't been in trouble in a long time, man. And y'all did not care.
Man.
You did not care, brother. You didn't care. It would have took 2 seconds for y'all looking at what y'all needed to. So I wouldn't even have made it that far.
But I did.
So this is where we're going to go with it.
Yes, indeed.
I want to speak out on it. I'm sorry. I don't want to be quiet.
Because
I'm like, as soon as I got out, I start making phone calls. I'm like, no, I can't go.
Blade.
I can't go. Somebody got to speak out.
Airways are open for you. You know what I'm saying? We can use some more airways, and we're going to push this line. So, Conway, give me his one that call in, too. I think we're expecting to call in. With Tanya Walker. The six young people in Louisiana. Yeah, all their cases. I've got their case. And press one when you call in. And I want y'all to get y'all pens and papers and get these dates on. And any questions you may get, you know what I'm saying? Pre-trial fairness act. A lot of times these words get thrown out there, you know, so you may not be hip to what's going on. And, you know, say, a lot of times, we hesitant. Well, I don't feel dumb or stupid, but ask, that ain't the case here. That's not the case here.
Sure.
Genesis 6.
Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
Even when I was sitting there, so this law that they trying to pass.
Yeah.
About the no cash bond, whatever all that stuff is.
Yeah.
It need to be explained clear to the people.
Yeah.
To whatever they got going on.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you now, this is from what I heard sitting in the county.
Yeah.
These little guys out here,
they
think they finna just run wild. And I'm listening to the little guy say, man, wait until they pass that. I'm finna give me a team together. Y'all niggas better get a team, Joe. I'm finna get the best criminals out here. We finna purge.
Wow.
This is what they saying. We finna purge. Soon as they pass that, we finna purge. We finna go crazy. Get your team together. We out here. He like, I gotta get the worst criminals, man. I gotta get some headers. I gotta get whooped. This is what they thinking, man.
They thinking. We finna have a real discussion about this. There's so many cases they sell is what we call reparations, what we call new laws. We're not giving a concrete, tangible definition of what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You hear reparation. You have to give me a bag of loot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's really, it's a pipe dream. It's not realistic. And so, it doesn't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's like everything else. You get education, you're gonna be free. We are gonna be upfront, and realistic. What we talking about? And talk about this here, the pros and cons. Not saying it's no end all panacea. You know what I'm
right.
saying? This ain't the free the robot. I got some questions. You know, again, we gonna see the tab. Comrade, get a call in queue. Can you bring him in for me? Press one.
Free them all. We have caller 773-251. Free them all.
Free them all. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
Good evening, Chairman. How are you?
You there? I'm well. This is Sonya.
Sonya, how you doing? Thank you so much.
I'm good on this end. I'm kind of disheveled right now because I'm talking about the Cook County Jail. Now, Kahuna and Billy, where I'm having flashbacks of the conditions inside this, so I'm going down memory lane in a bad way. But I'm glad you're online with us. We want to see the time with you. We have some questions. There's a lot of discussion coming up. I know, a lot of times, many of our constituents, our people, you know, like the brother just said, even buying a wall in county jail. We're not given a concrete definition of what we're dealing with. You know, said what's at stake here, what laws. So I know, you know, man, y'all been nonstop. You Cassandra, Dr. Lachan, so many other, you know, saying because so many things, but in particular this legislation that people are talking about now. You can lay it out. We got an international audience here. What's the significance of this? What it is? You know, what I'm saying, and how, you know, saying, you know, what's the pros and cons to it, and how should people in the community, how they view it, how does it impact those youngsters, bull pens, you know, still fighting cases, how does it impact the brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, and the streets getting put, I mean, when our comrades, our W Field Marshal got took in last night, we just got him back out a couple of hours ago, they over there 15th district, free air conditioning, all type of conditions, but I was like, on the phone with somebody, said, well, I thought Prixer signed a bill last night for the Cassius bond. Can you just get out? So there's so much misinformation out there, and that's with that, people, you know, say, like smoke dreams, and then when it doesn't happen, people say, oh, see, they, you know what I'm saying, ain't with it, but we're not going to sell no smoke dreams. So again, welcome, sister, and let us know what we got, what's at stake here, what's going on.
So thank you so much, Chairman, and I'm, you know, honored to be, you know, just allowed to, like, come on the platform. I wanted to start with a little bit of, like, you know, history. There is some history before the history, but I just want to kind of, like, focus on, you know, the legislation in the first part of the combo. So back in February of 2021, so it wasn't, you know, yesterday. This was in 2021. Illinois actually adopted something called the Safety Act. This was the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus's landmark criminal justice, police accountability, and violence prevention omnibus bill. An omnibus bill is a very large piece of legislation that covers a whole bunch of things. So this big bill was a response absolutely to the murder of George Floyd and a whole bunch of other people, too many of us, which highlighted for the country our history of pervasive systemic racism, mass incarceration, and institutional violence. Folks knew that it was like time for policy change. So within this bill, there is a key provision called the Pretrial Fairness Act, which will, in January of 2023, end the widespread use of wealth-based pretrial incarceration that really impacts communities like mine, Black communities. So I wanna stop and kind of talk about what pretrial incarceration is. So most of the folks inside Cook County Jail, you know, even if you're not in Cook County, like in Rikers Island, these are places that people are held pretrial. Folks that have been accused of something, but they have not been convicted. And the way that the system works right now is that when people are accused of something and they go to Cook County Jail, sometimes they are issued a bond, money. That bond is saying that if you don't have money, then you have to stay in here. If you do have money, right, then you can go free. And so what we have been using in Cook County is money to determine if someone is a risk to public safety. Now, let's say, for instance, a person, you know, a young mother is accused of shoplifting and stealing diapers. And so that young mother is going to sit in that jail. If they set her bail at $150 and she doesn't have it, she's going to sit there. Now, let's say, you know, we had a case recently of the person who murdered Laquan McDonald. We all saw him murder somebody we saw the tape. This person murdered somebody. To make bond, he spent less than a week in jail. Now, that young mother who cannot find $150, she can sit up, she can be in jail for 3 months, an entire year, waiting for her day in court. And so essentially the use of bail to determine if someone should be set free basically ensures that poor people get a jail sentence before they have been convicted of anything. And there's no way that can be fair. So to be clear, under the Pretrial Fairness Act, there will be some people, depending on the offense, that will be incarcerated pretrial. So I heard the brother on the line before me, he was like, you know, people talking, we're going to do the purge. Listen, that ain't smart. Because it ain't, you know, this ain't that. You know, if you are a risk to public, to someone's safety, you will be still held eligible for pretrial incarceration. And so this is really looking at, you know, is it fair that if you don't have money, even if you, you know, you could be innocent and sit in jail for up to a year, 13 months waiting on your trial, just because you couldn't afford to bond yourself out. That ain't right. So, you know, that is like the basic foundation of what the act is. And if folks have questions, I know people have been getting like weird flyers at their house saying all sorts of stuff. And what folks have been seeing is a result of the fact that we are going into election season. And there is nothing more effective for our communities than to create chaos. And we ain't got time for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Who is in different, I guess, rumors or statements that, like, it would, like, the arresting officer, does it depend, okay, like, who is it on who would be, like, who, like can say, well, this person is a threat to the community? Is it still on the presiding judge? Or does it depend on how the police, like, if they include something in your particular charge and they wrote a note in there?
Right.
Who is it on?
That's a great question. So, you know, between, you know, there's going to be some, you know, it's hard for me to talk about this because, like, I got an issue with jails, period, right? I think that they are places of torture. Yes. But, you know, all I could do is talk about it.
I mean, you're loud and clear. That's what I said earlier. Full disclosure, my position in this, to be scientific and be able to, I just saying, France Renard said, to be able to accept the concessions without compromising our principles overall. So I'm hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Yes.
And I appreciate that. All I could do was talk about, like, what is actually, you know, in the legislation right now. Like, you know, if you have done violent stuff, if it is, you know, like, automatically you would be ineligible for pretrial release. There are some infractions where you absolutely cannot get out, no matter what the police say, what the judge say, but, you know, depends on the charge. You know, then ultimately, you know, and I'm not a policy expert, let me be clear. The reason why I care about this is because I have been a victim of all types of crime and harm, and the system has never kept me safe. And so being engaged in these conversations about reimagining safety and justice, I want safety.
Yeah.
And I don't have that in my community. I don't get that from the police. And so I'm not a legislator. I'm not an alder person. I'm not a senator. I'm just somebody who's, I'm not going to curse on your show. I'm just somebody who's been through a lot of stuff.
Oh, you one of the few people who don't include, I respect them, the Panther Party will say, profane times call for profane terms. This shit is fucked up.
I appreciate that, Chairman. But ultimately, you know, it will be up to a judge to, like, really determine if you are, you know, a risk to public safety. So, you know, that we have to make sure our judicial system is doing what it's supposed to do and not just, you know, arbitrarily making decisions like, if you're black, so, you know, we're going to lock you up. Like, you know, they have to follow some real provisions and, like, think about, like, who needs to be safe, who's being harmed, right? You know, I'm going to give you my personal thing. I think that, like, I don't think the jail necessarily rehabilitates. You know, you could take somebody and lock them up for 3 years, and if they in there being tortured constantly, like, what can you expect? And so, like, although this is a fantastic first step, we got a whole lot of work to do to make sure our justice system actually does what it's supposed to do. Right now what it's doing is it's taking people, putting them behind bars, torturing them, and a lot of times releasing folks back worse than what they found them in, and that's not keeping us safe. But for right now, we are contending with the fact that can we lock up somebody just because they can't afford to make bail? That is the first question, right? And then we have lots of other, you know, pieces of policy that we have to really force our legislators to look at to determine how we can be safe in our communities.
What stage of the game is this in now? People saying stuff, certain legislation have been signed within the last week. Do people go online, petition, they sign up for it, they vote for it? This is just something, because we have an international, I know that's a lot of questions, but international listener audience, so this is just something in Chicago or the entire Cook County. Is this something that all the men have say so on, what crosses the line? What makes it happen or don't happen? People voting for all the mayor. How does this work? What's the stages? Where is it at now? What's the stages? For it to happen or not happen?
That's an excellent question, Chairman. So this statewide legislation, and, you know, Chairman, I feel like, I don't know what it is, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, you know, like, let me say this, it is statewide legislation, like, I cuss out Republicans, sometimes I cuss out Democrats, right?
Yeah.
I think that the ultimate thing is to make sure whoever is there does what they're supposed to do. Right? But let me tell you, the idea of criminal justice reform, period, like what pisses me off is that, you know, when we cry about what's happening in the system and folks say, you know, when you people say defund the police, people say defund the jail, people say, you know, abolition, they say, no, it just needs reform. And then when we actually attempt to do common sense reform, we get papers on our doorstep with pictures of incarcerated black men. When we actually attempt to do the reform, they release all sorts of lies about it to fearmonger and make people afraid of actually moving forward with the reforms that we know that we've needed for so long. And so if you want to learn more about the Pretrial Fairness Act, visit endmoneybond.org. You'll find out that nobody started doing this work in 2021. This has been a conversation since 2013, 2014. You know, we remember the case of Khalif Browder incarcerated in Rikers Island because he was accused of stealing a book bag, and it ended up ruining that young man's life. And people see those stories and they say, oh, that's such a shame that happened to him. And then they don't do anything to stop the system from doing our people like that. And so read the information, you know, please research what's happening or, you know, on your own. There are ways that you can plug in through that website, inmoneybond.org. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I'm so glad that y'all are talking about this. You are creating a platform for us to have real conversations, and I deeply appreciate you so much, Chairman. And, you know, plug in. There are ways to reach out to your legislators. What's happening right now is that conservatives, racists, they are attacking this bill hardcore. They are coming at this left and right. And if we can't end incarceration based on the fact that people are poor, then what hope do we have to create a justice system that does not seek to destroy black people? I don't know what more we could do besides fight.
You know, to a propaganda, you know, saying this is going to be the purge. This, you know, so people, in order to involve it, they had to be registered voters, the people. Don't tell me y'all dropped me again.
Sorry about that, Chairman.
No, no, Tom, you're back. You're back, too.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You could have said that I got dropped for a minute. So what role do people on the ground play? Like, I heard you say something. I've been hearing that. Like, and that's something that you pointed out. For those who don't know, who are outside Illinois, you said, you laughed. I knew that. You pointed, this is state. I asked earlier, this is Chicago, Cook County. And for those, and you said, and like many places, but in particular the state of Illinois, this is statewide. This is that's a major contradiction. You know, some people talk about, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're in Cook County, and like you look at places like Randolph County, Cook County, these are, I mean, people in Chicago and other places, they know what that means. This is graphic, it's black and white in many cases, you know. And you go back and look at our legislation, you can see where they kind of alter, say, okay, well, you can do this in Cook County, but it can't happen. I mean, one situation we had a challenge a while ago, because mind you, Cook County per capita once, I'm sure it's not now, but kind of has the largest population of black people in the country. But there was some legislation where we had the challenge where, saying some of the juvenile detention centers, all the juveniles, for the exception of Cook County, were to be separated from the adult prison population. And I it was a blatant statement, like, okay, it's cool for the children to be around the adults and the black children. So you laugh when I say, we say statewide. For those who are sad, they didn't catch that. It's blatant. In Chicago is the most segregated city. You start riding outside Chicago, kind of like people talk about Atlanta, and so you think Atlanta all this black. Don't forget about Georgia now. Don't forget about Georgia. This Atlanta is still in Georgia. So don't forget Chicago is still in Illinois, and this is a statewide. And so and like that, you look at them images. Like Springfield. A lot of people, you'll be surprised, you know. So what, in Cook County in particular, in other places, what do people have to do to follow up with this? You probably said it, but you can't say it again, because my call was dropped.
And I apologize for not being able to be in studio and be in community with y'all. But, you know, I think the first thing I want folks to do is get educated. Like, you know, I've spent a lot of time, like, you know, trying to learn as much as I can about this and talking to folks and really digging into, like, what this does. And if you visit inmoneybond.org, there'll be ways that you can actually plug in, ways that you can write your legislators, you know, that you can actually meet with your legislators and, you know, get on the bus and go to Springfield. One of the most critical things that you could do, I'm going to be real with you. I don't have 40. They have invested, you know, conservatives have invested $40 million, and that's probably more, into a disinformation campaign. $40 million. Mm. And the people that this impacts, people who are poor, we don't have $40 million to fight this. And communities are in conversation with each other, right? So many pieces of legislation get, you know, killed because of misinformation. You know, grassroots organizations, they ain't got the type of resources to run TV ads. And that's what they are banking on, that we don't have the money to defend ourselves. So we need people talking to their neighbors, engaging their friends, reaching out to organizations. You could even contact, you know, the folks behind M Money Bondo Art and reach one of us, one of the I don't even call myself an advocate. I don't speak for nobody. I just know what I've been through, right? I see what my community is going through. I've never been to jail, right? Like that's I've never been to jail, but I still understand what torture is. I don't care. I still understand what torture is. I don't have to be in jail to understand what torture is. So, like, talk to folks. Yes. Get connected to folks who are, like, doing this work. I understand that change is terrifying, but it's terrifying right now. I'm scared right now. And unless we take action, we will never reimagine public safety for our communities. So I feel like I didn't already talk too much. I thank you. I appreciate you.
No, we thank you. And as far as you apologize for not being in the studio, listen, we've been keeping updated. We know y'all out there on the ground, different events, y'all moving nonstop. You know what I'm saying? Cassandra Griffin, you know, she's been keeping us up to date. In fact, if you can, she put ncashbail.org. Put it up just now. Any other sites or something that people should know to go to get any information about any other websites or social media pages? And also, you mentioned, I think it's a. Go ahead, sir.
You know, folks can always connect with us. We are Southside is Organized for Unity and Liberation, also known as SOUL. We're on social media at SOUL in Chicago. You know, if you want to just sit down and just have a conversation with somebody, with folks who have, like, you know, fighting for pretrial fairness for many, many years, I'm always happy to sit down and talk and listen. So reach out to us.
Y'all got that? If you have any questions, make sure get in contact. Follow with this here. This is a hot but not hot enough discussion that's happening out here. Sandra Grizz's post, definitely her media page. Y'all again, Dr. LaShawn and others. Y'all, the case we out there, Cook County Jail, case of Nicholas Lee, Pleasant.
That was the first call I made when I got out, Cassandra Grizz.
Wow.
That's who I knew to call. Cassandra
is the truth. Wow. Like, people want to hear
the situation, all that corona, and they didn't want to help.
She called Shell Thompson.
Cassandra jumped on it. She's like, man, she said, let's go.
His brother, the Inglewood, his car stopped the other day, so I talked to him. He said he's got out of jail or something. I was talking to him. He said, man, you need to meet this lady named Cassandra Greer. I said, well, I think so. He said, yeah. I got on the phone. He said, what? He said, all I know is social media, you know. That's reality, too. A lot of us, we do know about different people and stuff on social media. And, like, information is exchanged there. So, I mean, like, whether it be, like, what club is probably, what restaurant is going down. So that may also, for those people say, well, I don't know if I get to an event, you can reshare stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, the brother said, you have met her before.
Yeah, you know what? What's crazy is Cassandra used to be my son's daycare teacher.
Dig that.
And, you know, we both came up in the same neighborhood, man, from the same neighborhood.
Wow.
So it was like, you know, we had a little connection.
Right on.
When everything happened, I'm like, who can I call
man.
That's going to make this, that's going to, you know, speak and put it out there for me? Because I'm like, Cassandra, all I thought about, like he said, social media.
Social media.
Every time I'm on Facebook, it was Cassandra. Fighting for Nick.
And on that ground, I think.
I kept saying, you see the post of her sitting outside the county.
Man.
Times, bro. She was out there. She was out there.
Man.
She wanted justice.
Man, go crack with your second, man.
She was fighting.
Man, he is fighting, man.
Fighting. And look, you get she's going to fight with you to the end.
Man.
This woman
man.
Is powerful. This woman, Justice for Nick Foundation, y'all need to look into it. Whatever, look, help her, whatever she asking, listen. She's a big help.
Real talk.
Great woman, great person, awesome person. If you need somebody, Cassandra, she will fight for you. She ain't giving up.
Real talk. Y'all, it's contacts, you know, the gave out resource, the brother just said, you know, you touch down, and you know what I'm saying, and see, in addition to that work on the ground, you know what I'm saying, we got, like I said, ice on the cake, you know what I'm saying? You just can't come with just the social media. You got people who go to, and you said, when you mentioned that image of us right there, that poster, man, right there from that Cook County jail.
Right,
I said, hey, that criminal topped out, probably say, damn, what the fuck? He hated it.
Every time she went out there, she had more and more reporters. People, they backed her.
And you know that cat say, Debo got a son, say, take it to his house. Take it to, like, you get to some guys.
Hey, that's real. Let's go to the front door.
She goes to the
front door overnight. You don't call your boys to beat us up, lock us up.
And it's not vague about the county. She's clear, pinpointed. But again, the sheriff, Tom Dodge, has documented the calls, you know, since stating it to him with the situation. And this situation, y'all, when I tell you, we don't have the information. It's like, you know, we just found out, like, this is at time now. We find out stuff that was decades, hundreds, centuries ago it happened to us, who was involved. We can press this, like, hold on, who's over the county jail? Who, you know what I'm saying? Man, we got to seize the time with this here, man. Make it common discussion, you know what I'm saying? Say, no, this is not the boogeyman, you know what I'm saying? No, Sheriff Tom Dodge, you know what I'm saying, Cook County, that place, no, 2600 South California, you know what I'm saying? And whatever the case, even in the future, we have some sort of Nuremberg hearings. These are the hearings they had in Nazi Germany when they brought out the atrocities and they, you know, brought everybody on trial. Like, what role did you play? And some defense was they were just following orders. But just, again, for history's sake, again, that, man, we just didn't take this stuff laying down. You know what I'm saying? And you may feel, oh, I disagree with this here, blah, blah. Feel free to, you know what I'm saying? That's how the discussion. No more of this, like, a southern secret, like, oh, don't, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to talk about that. Man, this got to be a good thing. At the barbershop, the pool, social media, tap this in, repost this interview. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
To be honest with you, I was like, I don't know what's going to happen if I come out and go against all the police, because they're going to know my car. They're going to always see me. I'm like, what if I do fight them and take it? Now they're going to, will I be a target to the law?
Man.
Will I be a target?
One of the Achilles heels of them is shining the light on it. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X said, you can lay down and let this system walk all over you and say, master, am I cool now? This system say, no, nigga, turn over. You know what I'm saying? Like, even now, and we have to up that. This has to be a common conversation. Because I tell you, it happens so much to this normal. You know what I'm saying? Even the terms we use, like, I beat the case. We look at it like that, I tell you, you know, we come out negating the resources, the money that was spent, negating the time, negating the what's in the back of my mind. Like, I'm thinking about shit. I mean, the shower, go stand on the food tray to take a shower. You stand on the food tray, and that same tray is what they bring to you to eat on next morning.
That's what you bring to eat on.
And you want? I tell people, I eat to this day. I eat it fast. Cause, man, ain't no time when that clock, the chow line stop moving. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, ain't gonna be no conversation next week. You know, it's with you. Field Marshal George Jackson has said, and I'm gonna paraphrase it. Field Marshal George Jackson has said, no man, I'm going to paraphrase it, no man, no woman leaves this place unaffected. No man, paraphrase it, no man, no woman leaves this place unaffected. I'm telling you, it ain't just no, you know what I'm saying, that the field marshal just got out today, this in for 24 hours. He said, man, got to run, catch up with his children, take a shower, you know. And in our times, been dehumanized, like, you know, people talk about it, say, well, something happened when a woman is violated, man. They say, you want to take a shot, say, no, you can't, because the stories will happen to you, you know, out. That stuff, again, I know it's humbling, you know what I'm saying, to talk about this. I'm hearing, brother, when you speak, I'm flashbacking, I'm subconsciously, you know what I'm saying, people tell me, Chairman, this is quicker if you ride this way down California, why are you going down west and go over the bridge? And subconsciously, I'm like, I'd go another way from this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know what I'm saying? But we got to acknowledge this shit, man, that's going down again, man. Those who have family members that are locked up in there. But also, what happened? Man, rewind this, man, and play this, please, man. Tag you with this. Repost it, you know what I'm saying? Google what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Look at the context of the organization that we listed. Look at all the comments here. Detail them, please. You know what I'm saying? Make this a common conversation, y'all. Ask, don't, man, Shit, fuck. They told you, what's the information number, 411? Call that motherfucker. Yeah, what's the pretrial? Like, what that mean? Mm-hmm. Call the man. Put man. Add this rappers. Talk man. I keep it real for sure. All right, tell me what the fuck going on. Twisted California. That's in Chicago.
Anything Lil Baby say, anything Lil Durk say, play your rap.
Put in your rap. Real talk.
But I'm sitting here wrongfully convicted. Y'all ain't took the time to look into a fingerprint but y'all just let this man bust. He done been in here for two guns within the last 2 weeks. Then he got on a house arrest ban right now. And they been in there so much that all them little niggas know the law. They telling him, oh, bro, you on that bed, don't worry about it. They're going to reinstate it. You're going to be back down. You get movement. Look, get movement telling you one job.
They know it's done by design.
Tell me you going to work.
It's done by design.
You got movement, bro. You good. Don't worry about it. They do all that, and they back on the streets with another pipe.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's done by design, man.
How do that work?
It's done by design.
And y'all talking about the gun violence. Y'all talking about killing them. But y'all letting them out every other week for the same fucking gun.
Everything from the railroad track doors opening, you know, to wheel out, wheel out. It's done by design. Real talk. Real talk. They work bad.
It seems like everything is off right now.
Same way, it's a movie called Beasts of No Nations, man. My mother just told me they'd be playing it again. It's just Alvin, a hell of a movie. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they grab certain shorties, they create them, they use them as mercenaries. It's done by design, man.
Yeah.
Y'all's been a hell of an episode, y'all. Man, y'all, keep those youngsters on juvenile detention center, y'all hearts of mine. Keep the cases of Nicholas Lee, the women in Cook County Jail.
Yeah. Justice for Nick.
You know, just for Nick, just for Maul.
Like,
because
with the whole situation, you know, the man's up and that COVID started with, and they wasn't trying to help the man.
With the option of, you know, like I say, she called him blow by blow, telling him.
Telling him that every situation, and guess what? This man has lost his life.
It's on 2600 South California.
And it wasn't over, nobody came in there.
No,
it was Tom Dark who didn't care about the corona going through the jail, because he ain't up in there. His kids ain't there. His family ain't in there. So what do I give a shit for? Give him some ass, tell him to shut up, because it's already messed up in there. You already did it. The worst situation. You standing on trays to take shots everywhere, but now you got a disease out here killing people, and you just give them
anywhere else it should be called a gas chamber genocide, y'all. You know, real talk, y'all. I have planned on callers to call in. I forgot. I mean, it may be on me from Alabama and Florida. I was rushing. I didn't get to fly, y'all. We're gonna get them in next week, y'all. But y'all, we're gonna be keep up this up again. This is a hell of a time. Hell of a, you know what I'm saying? Not just. I mean, entertainment, yes. The conscience are being heightened. So I know people was looking for me to talk about some stuff, the being with the Kanye and everything. Well, I need y'all to call in, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, sometimes I don't think people can handle the truth, you know what I'm saying? But these are companies that got to be held. So y'all tune in same time, same station next week, y'all. Keep y'all hands up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Been making history, taking history, taping history. This Sunday, y'all, this Saturday and Sunday, in California. And Sunday, I'll be back in Maywood at 4 o'clock p.m. at the Chairman Fram Aquatic Center speaking. The cases in Alabama, Florida. Look at those pictures on the flyer, y'all. Look at those pictures on the flyer. That's the real photos, man. Those are real photos, man. The Cook County Jail is not that far away, y'all. Make the correlation, y'all. Again, a climate, we are clear what's happening. And nobody can tell us to be embarrassed to ask about the law, or like we know, like tell us some children to shut, don't ask no questions. We don't say no. What is this? And you ain't, don't sell us no gas, gas drink. Right. It's an absolute no. France Fanon, y'all know who that is. France Fanon, Algerian theoretician, that we would be able to accept the concessions without compromising our principles. Maintaining that y'all again. Remember, we should love and respect to all y'all, man. Keep your hands and eyes on the fist clench, y'all. What do we ask for Colorado to take us out? Let's go. Free them all.
You're gonna be busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. You
know how hard it is. Being a woman, a black woman at that. White man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our six rooms, be knowing the pain we've caused.
It's white man's world.
It's white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all. I'm just saying
it's white man's world.
It's on. Yeah. All those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Yeah, sister got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Trip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make
jacket if I have to beg a brother. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls for silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations are due. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in the white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him if it happened for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Turn to late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. And still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, bust up, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling, and it's white man's world.
White man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Direction and a blink of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not going wild. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me. Please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Latasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water's take. Ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black. Stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. But when we make it to a better time, in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that. In this white man's world, they can't stop us. We've been here all this time. No matter what they say about us being extinct, about us being endangered species, we ain't never gonna leave this. We ain't never gonna walk off this planet unless y'all just use your brain. Use your brain. It ain't them that's killing us. It's us that's killing us. It ain't them that's knocking us off. It's us that's knocking us off. I'm telling you, better watch it or be a victim. Be a victim.
All the real OGs,
the seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.